I am Roberta Schultz. When I taught high school English, I was always looking for ways to hook students on Shakespeare's language, the music of it, the meter of it, the potential for erudite insults. While they did indulge me by using my three-column aid for creating excellent Shakespearean insults, I mean, what sophomore doesn't want an endless arsenal of ready-to-fling verbal slings and arrows? I just couldn't get them to love the sound of Elizabethan English the way I do. Were I teaching today, I think my task would be easier. I often ask myself why my students didn't feel immersed in the Bard's language, and my answer would always be, because the underlying stories, while filled with plenty of the action, conflict, and angst that teens crave, were not ones immediately relatable to their pop culture sensibilities. I know, it was partly my job to convince them that Romeo and Juliet could possibly be someone's they recognize. But what if there were an adventurous plot from a contemporary movie that could be rendered in five acts, iambic pentameter, and Shakespeare's marvelous lingo? Enter Ian Desher, a scholar with a great ear for syllable patterns and a vision for how to convert the millennial movie script of Mean Girls into a five-act Shakespeare comedy of manners. He is the New York Times best-selling author of William Shakespeare's Star Wars and Pop Shakespeare series, which also includes Get Thee Back to the Future. His latest effort was published this April by Quirk Books, those wonderful people who brought you Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I began reading Much Ado About Mean Girls with zero knowledge of the movie, since I have never actually seen it. As it turned out, I didn't really need prior knowledge, since Desher is very skilled at keeping Shakespeare fans busy, finding all the references to other famous plays, noticing the richness of the iambic pentameter, and appreciating the irony and humor many of the passages take on when converted to Shakespeare's tongue. I would imagine that those who have seen the movie would enjoy the book on yet another level. There's always delight in seeing something you know and recognize rendered in yet another surprising form. After the five-act play, Desher offers a reader's guide that provides an easy-to-understand lesson on iambic pentameter, as well as a listing of all the other Shakespeare hallmarks he employs in his work, including the five-act structure, minimal stage directions, asides, rhyming couplets at the end of scenes, soliloquies, extended metaphors, and songs. A really funny part of Much Ado About Mean Girls occurs at the North Shore High School's holiday talent show, where the Plastics, the selective group of Mean Girls, performed her recording of Jingle Bell Rock. Desher provides the lyrics to the song in full Elizabethan glory, complete with "Hey, Nonny, Nonny, Ho, Ho, Ho." The book also includes frequent illustrations by Kent Barton that will hold younger readers' attention, although I have to admit I didn't mind them at all, since I'd never seen the film. And the book itself is designed to look identical to any paperback Shakespeare edition one might be assigned to read in either high school or college literature. Of course, the book's cover design depicts three young women circling a cauldron while arrayed in pink, one holding a skull, which might call up a couple of Shakespeare tropes to those of us enthralled by "Alas, poor Yorick," or "Toil and Trouble." Desher seems excited to share his new renditions of favorite films with the reader. What's more, his books have been embraced by educators and adopted for the classroom. They've even been performed at house parties. The author has this to say about his efforts: "With every Shakespearean take on a movie, I have the opportunity as an author to delve into the emotional lives of beloved characters like Katie Heron and Marty McFly. In doing so, I'm trying to give readers something unique and fun that adds to their experience of the films. With any luck, I'm also attracting people to Shakespeare at the same time." I think Ian Desher just might keep my well-loved second language alive for another generation with his genius use of the Bard's techniques. As a theologically trained social media specialist with degrees from Yale in both music and divinity, he easily translates pop culture into the deeper, richer tonality of the human spirit. You can find a link to William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Mean Girls by Ian Desher at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.